Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about my paranormal experiences. Just recently, I was talking to an individual that claimed to be part of the elf tribe, and he was telling me that my spirit guide was named Damien. And my spirit guide's name is Damien, and it's very interesting because he told me, he said, "You can call me Damien." And I just thought that was synchronicity, because why would he pick up the name Damien? Because, you know, that is one of my spirit guides, you know, like one of my main guides that protects me. So I just thought that was really cool that he picked that up. So there's a lot of intuitiveness, a lot of consciousness rising. And I feel like, you know, it's like what the shadow card said, you know, how it said that we don't get high off the drug, that we get high off the shift of consciousness. I thought that was really cool, because that is so true, because why do people keep coming back for more hypnosis? And, you know, when we use hypnosis on clients or different individuals, is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, you know, that's really interesting, because, you know, like you said, I think what that is you know, a shift of consciousness. So, you know, whatever feeling they might be getting, you know, or unlike any other, you know, take, for instance, you know, somebody who uses drugs, you know, the reason they're on drugs because they want, you know, a shift of that consciousness, and that, you know, mm-hmm. they like that feeling, you know, of not being in this reality.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel, you know, hypnosis does a lot of the same, but without the drugs.
And, oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's a lot safer, you know, because the, you know, subconscious mind, you know, we could access that at any time, because all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all we do is help as hypnotists to help them get there, you know, to that level.
Absolutely.
But,
well, tonight we have, we have our mentor on tonight, Maxwell. I was talking with him earlier, telling him about that our plans were to go to Vegas and to, my whole view on that is that in Vegas, I feel like we can rise the consciousness in Vegas, and maybe that's why we're leaning towards more Vegas, and the reason why we're here in Utah is to shift the consciousness in the kind of line of the work that we do. I feel that we're aligning the shift of consciousness, and because we're hypnotists, and so that's what we do. You know, we have to shift that mind and help the universe to do its job. You know, to shift. And so a lot of people are becoming more aware of what hypnosis can do, you know, and not just hypnosis, but there's so much other technologies out there that we've been also experiencing. And I just wanted to share that, Roy.
Well, I just wanted to add to that it's almost, you know, a lot of energy becomes so stagnant, you know, especially, you know, here in Utah, you know, we've noticed that, you know, over the years that there's just no, you know, it just seems to stay, you know, in one place, you know. And with this shift of consciousness, what that's going to do is, you know, take it into another, you know, take it into another dimension, you know. And that's where we all, you know, need to go. Because, you know, one of the biggest things, you know, with the Mayans during 2012, they talked about this, you know, that there was going to be a shift in consciousness, you know. And and I think as light workers, you know, this is what we're all doing, is helping people to get to that level. In order to, you know, for us to ascend into these higher consciousness, we have to get that vibration up. If our vibration is too low, then you can't, you know, you can't get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and so, you know, I think that's what we're all experiencing. And not only that, but this is a universal thing, too, because, you know, even our planet's going through some changes, you know, being affected by other planets, being affected by the sun, being affected by the moon. And, you know, these are all, you know, to help us to prepare for this higher vibration that we're going to all go into.
Very true.
And it's a gradual thing, just like, you know, we keep hearing that, you know, it can't happen all at one time. It has to be a gradual thing. If not, it, you know, we couldn't handle the energy from that. I just wanted to share that. What else do you have to share, Aja?
Well, I guess my whole thought on that is that, you know, like we went, I know we went down to Vegas and we know that there was some obstacles and blockages. We know timing wasn't right. We know that a lot of it has to do with timing and astrology. You know, maybe there might be some tools that certain people need to collect before they continue in their job, like, you know, like certain positions. I think there's some things that we have to experience first before we can move forward in life. I don't know what's your thoughts on that, Roy.
And that's interesting because, you know, like you say, you know, having different experiences. You know, when we lose somebody that is close to us, you know, somebody that, you know, we, you know, have a lot of, you know, love for, or, you know, or affection, you know, that's to help us to grow, to get in, you know, to this higher level of consciousness, you know, and to make us stronger.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's all part of that, you know, and helping us to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, you know, learning these different tools. You know, when you first learned the tarot, you know, it gave you a lot of information. But now you learned about the charts and the pendulum. Now this is taking you, you know, even to a higher level.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, giving you, you know, you know, just from the, you know, people telling you how it's affected their lives, that's giving you confirmation and giving you, you know, making you feel that, you know, that you're on the right track, you know, what you're doing.
That's true.
Plus you were able to help people, you know, with what you, the knowledge that you do have.
And, you know, that's funny because it seems like since we've gotten into all this stuff, it seems like all this information is coming forth.
Yeah.
You know, because we never heard about Geotran, or we've never heard about hypnosis. We've never heard about tarot, ruins, you know, the occult, you know, just different things. You know, we didn't really know anything about that. We were just like every other people.
You know, and I think more than anything, that's all part of the matrix.
Yeah.
But in order to tap into that, you have to be, you have to hold the keys.
That's true.
And the keys are, you know, to get into those doors of that higher energy, that higher dimension, those higher parallels, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How are we doing for callers tonight?
Well, it looks like we got a lot of callers tonight. We can start with our first caller if you'd like.
Yeah, why don't we get started?
Okay, we'll get started. And let's start with the 631 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello. 631. Nope, ain't gonna happen. Okay, let's go to the next caller. From the 561 area, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
This is Lisa from Florida.
And how are you tonight, Lisa, and how can we help you?
Hi. Just wanted a general reading.
And what exactly are you looking for? Is it a relationship?
Just work.
Is it a job?
Yeah, I'm looking for work.
Looking for some work?
Mm-hmm.
And what steps have you taken since the last time we talked to you?
Well, I've been applying online. I'm going out, you know, making applications, making contacts. This week has been a little slow with the holiday. I think a lot of people on vacation.
Do you know anything about the Mercury retrograde?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In fact, tonight I went out and I saw so many people that I know from the past. It was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of things happen and slow down during the retrograde. And mainly what we're supposed to do during the retrograde is just to mainly do research and, and not... worry too much about things being slow because, you know, things do slow down during the retrograde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time I started a job in the retrograde, it never worked out.
No. So the main thing is, you know, plan out, you know, what job would be best for you, you know, mm-hmm. find out, you know, the different, you know, why just limit yourself just to one place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put out, you know, as many resumes as you can.
Mm-hmm.
More than any is, it's to find out, you know, what are your talents, you know, where are your strengths, you know, and And, you know, you just have to look back into your past, you know, where you did the best, you know, in whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always done good in challenges. You know, I've walked into places that were a mess and were able to reorganize them and just make them run more efficiently. So I don't know, that's happened so much in my past.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say I liked it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get frustrated, but it always seems like I've always been given that type of responsibility, whether I wanted it or not.
Yeah. Adrian, what are you getting on your charts?
Well, first thing that the charts are asking is, you know, what is the objective? What is the objective, what you want to focus on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you focusing on right now?
Well, I was thinking I would like to get, you know, I'm going to school at night, so I'm looking for something just to bring me some extra income, you know, some income. And so I thought maybe Pier, you know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that store, Pier 1 in Port.
Right.
Yeah, I just thought that it was such a nice place to work. It'd be fun. And so I know they're higher, and then so I need to get something because I'm living with family and they think I'm not putting enough effort out there. So it's just been very, very frustrating.
Well, it's not that you're not putting out effort, it's just that there's a lot of blockages.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with the area I'm living in. It's just no good. I'm not having any luck where I live.
It has a lot to do with the area, and it also has a lot to do with your energy field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I want to move back to my kids.
I want to check my kids' field, make sure that everything is in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Do I have your permission for that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So let me check really quickly. I'm going to do an alignment on you. Yeah, it's saying you're way off on, you're way out of alignment right now because of that location.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really trying to focus on finding a job where my kids are living. That's where I used to live. But that's, even that area. I don't know where.
I'm
going to
put you back in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you feel anything, okay? I'm just putting you back in alignment. I'm going to balance your left and right brain. You're just way out of whack right now. That's the whole thing. You need more feng shui. You're not grounded.
Yeah.
You're not balanced. You're just way out of whack. Your life is just a chaos right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to be blunt, but that's just the way it is right now, okay? And that's the reason why is because you're way out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a lot of clearings for you tonight.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
So see if you have any leaks in your aura. Yeah, you do. Okay, hold on. Let me patch that up for you. Okay, lock that into place. His body's 100% integrated for healing now. There you go. There you go. That's better. Okay. So I did that clearing. I patched you up on that one. I don't know how you got way out of alignment, but are you taking any kind of medications right now?
No.
No?
No.
Well, it's bringing up environment, so it has to do with your environment.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm living in a very negative environment.
You know what I'm picking up, that your emotions are way out of, they're not where they're supposed to be.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely.
Like Adrian said, they're way out of whack.
Mhm. Yeah. I'm
a lot of it is, you know, like Adrian said, the location, you know, where you're at, you know. You need to get out of it. Because right now you're feeling like, you know, that you're being pressed out. You know, that you need to let go of all that and move forward, you know, and start, you know, dealing with, you know, the real issues, you know, what you want to get accomplished, you know, and to set yourself a goal. And then, you know, once you start letting go of all that garbage, and then things will start moving, you know, a lot better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is, do you feel like you've become dependent?
Mm-hmm.
Is it you're living with your sister?
Yeah, her daughter. Mm-hmm.
You need to move on. You need to, you know, come up with a plan, you know, so that you can be a little less dependent, you know, on them.
No, I don't want to be dependent on them. I don't like it. I've never been dependent on anyone in my whole life.
Yeah.
Every time you
have to remember. The main thing is you have to have a plan and allow the universe, you know, to bring you, you know, whatever, what your desires are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to invite you to allow the universe to help you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there'd be more opportunity where I came from? I mean, where my kids are living? What do you think?
They've been checked that on the charts and see what the percentage is on that.
Okay.
Because I've been trying to look that out over there, but
that does not surprise me. It's at 20% right now.
So right now that would not even be a good place for you.
Really?
Is there any other locations nearby there that you, you know, feel you could, you know, do, you know, whatever you're, you know, trying to, whether it be a job or different area, you know, that's close to there, so that you could still see your daughter?
I don't, I mean, I'm looking, I just, nothing seems to be working out. That's just, you know, if my son was done with school, I wouldn't, he's got another year of high school to go. I don't want to leave my kid, you know, it's really making me torn.
weren't you the one that was that had a broken arm?
Yeah, I broke it in March. It still doesn't
feel
right.
Did you ever recover from that?
No. No, it still hurts.
Still hurts?
Never recovered from that. Nope. I had no health insurance, so I couldn't even go to the doctor. So there could be something major. There could be something major wrong with my arm, and I can't even find out what's wrong with it.
Well, you really need to fix that.
I don't know what
to do. You need to be more in alignment with yourself, physically and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in alignment.
No, I mean, I still
You're
have a problem getting
dressed.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, that happened to me in March, so.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't, I don't know if there's something else going on with that. That it's not healing right or what?
Nathan, I'm picking up that she has a parasite. See what the charts are getting.
Okay.
What do you mean a parasite?
You picked up a bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She has spots.
What do you mean a parasite?
What happens is when we allow ourselves to get to that level where you're at right now, you open yourself up to other energies to enter into your
energy
sacred
field.
Space or your energy field. And that's why things just aren't... They're not working for you.
You don't have no familiar spirit. It's just you have what I call viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a computer. Once a virus gets in, then the whole system is corrupted.
Not only that, but what does a virus do? It slows down everything. It freezes it. You know, it does all kinds of weird stuff, you know, to our computer.
Yep.
And that's where what you're feeling right now.
So it needs to be cleared. Let's find out.
Yeah.
We need to find out if it's clogged. She has leaks in her aura, and she's also very clogged.
Yeah.
And right now it's at 20%.
That's very low.
What do you think is wrong with the arm?
What side of the arm is it? Did you break?
The left. I broke the humerus bone, which is very, very painful. Even the emergency doctor told me.
The reason why you broke your leg is because it has something to do more. You have to use more part of your right.
Mm-hmm.
You're analyzing too much.
Yeah, it's amazing. It took about 2 years ago. I fractured my left leg, so it's like the whole left side of my body.
Can I do a clearing, energy clearing on you? Do you mind?
Sure. No, thank you.
Okay. Has this body been sold? Your body's been sold. Identifying by number 25. Saying yes. Okay. This body's redeemed, delivered, and restored now. This body been sacrificed. Say no. So you sold something on a soul level, and it has to do with the broken arm okay. The consciousness. Your body retaliating from the shift, okay. What's going on? You're not the type of person that likes change.
Right.
But I'm going to lift your vibration. So hold on a minute. Lock it in the
probably
place.
This year has had so many changes. Last year this time I was living in my closet.
Okay, she's patched up, right?
Yeah.
She's fixed. And it's gone. You don't need that anymore.
Did you feel anything at all when Nathan was doing that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you share that with us?
It was like a very strange feeling, like in my stomach, like a tickle.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
That's where it was. That's where the parasite was, is in your stomach.
Yeah, I have a lot of digestive problems.
We got rid of it.
I'm very sensitive to a lot of things, not only with people to emotions, to pick up people's emotions.
That's the blockage. That was the blockage that was blocking you, was the parasite.
And you were hiding a lot of emotions in your stomach, too.
Yeah, that's what happens to me when I get upset. Like, go right
yeah.
to my stomach.
Does it cause you to have a lot of stomach aches and pains?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm very susceptible to stomach problems. I mean,
yeah.
Do you have a sister?
Yeah, I have three sisters.
Okay, like, what is the one that you're most close to?
And what?
What is the one that you're most close to?
I don't know. I'm not close to any of them, to be that said. But, you know, I'm living with her daughter, so maybe that's the one you're picking up on. But I'm not close
well,
to any
I'm
of them.
Well, what I'm getting is that you picked up a parasite from one of those.
I'm not
one
right.
of the sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the sisters.
Yeah,
is she really negative?
Yeah,
is one of your sisters really negative?
Yeah,
extremely.
Very negative. Yeah.
No.
I mean, depletes my energy. Loves to put me down.
Mm-hmm. Well, she makes you feel like you're useless or helpless or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Instead of her
she
trying to help me.
She don't give a shit about you.
She don't give a shit
main
about
thing is
me.
you can't buy into that.
I had to go down to the soup kitchen to eat because I had no food.
Yeah.
She didn't
yeah.
She didn't give a damn.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it is messed up. No, that's not family.
You know what my guides are telling me that you need to surround yourself with more positive people. And you know, and even if it's strangers that you don't know. You know, so
yeah.
that they can help, you know, you to what it's done, it's you know, it crippled you know, your self esteem. You know, you started listening to that and buying into it, you know.
Oh, definitely.
That's what threw you out of alignment.
Definitely.
I've heard her back in alignment.
You,
she
you
can't touch
me.
Her now.
Now you're back in alignment, so now, you know, you have to start focusing on your goals, you know, where you want to do, you know, where you want to go, you know, where you want to be.
Do you see anybody new coming in for me, a relationship? Because I've had a lot of people tell me within the next few months somebody was going to come into my life. I mean, can you verify?
Yeah, do you want me to tell you his name? Do you want me to tell you his name? It just came to me.
You got his name?
His name is David.
Really?
Yep, just came to me. My guys,
do you have any idea where I might meet this guy?
Well, you're going to meet him wherever you hang out the most. It's always wherever you hang out the most.
You say you're going to school right now?
Yeah, but most... not. Yeah, I am going to school at night. I don't really, you know... meet too many people at school. It's just basically school. You know what I mean? It's not like a social.
I mean, it don't have to be in the class. It could just be in that area where you could meet somebody.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm I'm not really looking when I'm in that mode.
I don't think you look at school comfortable or something that's not, you don't feel comfortable there. It's like somewhere you feel comfortable, somewhere where you hang out the most, somewhere you get deja vu. Does that make sense? Like you get that feeling.
Well, I go dancing on Saturday night. In fact, I went tonight. I go to this place. I never meet any, I mean, I see people I know and stuff, but it doesn't. Never anybody
well,
I would
see,
ever
that's
want
to meet. That you feel comfortable, that's where you would go to relax and reflect.
Yeah, definitely. I like listening to the music and I like to dance. And although the men that the men there are just not, I don't know, not quality type.
Yeah, you go there to reflect.
I just go there because I love the music and I like to dance. I'm not really looking for a pickup like a lot of these guys go in there looking. You can tell what they're looking for.
Well, you know, most guys are looking for one thing and that's it.
I should stay away from that because I don't. I was driving in a car a few days ago and there was a guy driving next to me and he wanted. He asked me for my phone number. I almost had a heart attack. The guy was like half my age. He was like my son's age. I almost choked. I couldn't believe it. He said, can I have your number? I said, no. I couldn't believe it.
Did he ask
it.
To take you out for a cherry Coke?
I didn't even give him the opportunity. He was driving next to me. I was just like shocked. I wasn't even in, you know, my hair was a mess. I had no makeup. I was like, it was the last thing on my mind.
You felt embarrassed because you didn't have your makeup
on. Very
long.
Embarrassed because of his, because of his age, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's my, you know, I guess I look kind of young with my hair up in a ponytail.
But you got to be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
It's not about the appearance. It's about the connection.
You know, in order for you to be in a relationship, you have to feel good about yourself. Number one.
You
got
to be happy with yourself.
You have to be happy with yourself. And, you know, once you lift that vibration, that's going to attract the kind of people that you want in your life. Not, because if you're at a lower vibration, you're going to attract these people that you, know, you really don't want nothing to do with because you know they're not there for your highest good.
See, a lot of people think they're too skinny or too fat.
Yeah.
And that
I know. I've put on a lot of weight in the past 5 years. I mean, I haven't.
And I'm
going to
say it, and I've said it before. I want to say it again. that I've seen some pretty ugly people with some pretty good-looking people.
Yeah. But what kind of energy are they putting out when they attract these people?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Main thing is you have to feel good about yourself. You have to be able to look in the mirror and say that you love who you are.
It's
no matter
hard
what.
It's kind of hard when somebody is around you putting you down.
Main thing is you already know, you know, in yourself that no matter what anybody says, you feel good about yourself.
Well, when people put you down, it's because they feel bad about themselves. Yeah.
See, people think they could do and say whatever they want, and these could be hurtful things. But what they don't realize is all that's going to come back at them.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. It's almost like, okay, here's a good example. When you get a rock and you throw it in the pond, what happens that when that rock hits the pond? It causes all this ripple effect, and those waves just come right back to you.
Oh, definitely. My ex-husband's going through that right now. Everything he's done to me in the past 5 years, it's coming back at him.
And he's paying, you know, tenfold for everything that he did. Yeah.
Big time. Oh, yeah, because he took away my child support.
Yeah.
He turned my son against me, and now everything's catching. Everything, it's like the table is slowly turning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the kids full time. It's a big financial responsibility. He's not doing well in his business, so he's falling apart.
See, the whole thing is, and you have to remember that we have to continue to keep showing unconditional love. No matter what we experience, you know, everybody is going through something right now.
I mean, I try and, you know, help him in some ways, but he gets so nasty with me. I don't even like dealing with him.
The main thing is, it don't matter about him. You just want to keep sending love to your kids and let them know that you're there for them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's because I worry about my kids. That's why I don't want to see them suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't care that he saw my kids suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you very much. Sure, somebody's coming on next.
Well, you tell him not to be so nasty to you.
Yeah, right. That's an understatement. I can't. I don't even. You can't change somebody, huh?
The only one you can't change is yourself, and it will help to change other people.
Okay. Well, thank you.
That's
a good
example for people. You will. You'll set a good example for people.
Yeah, well, it's not easy to do sometimes.
Nothing is easy, but it is worth it.
Yeah. Main thing is, what I'm getting more than anything is that you have to stop punishing yourself. And, you know, and you can't keep your head in the sand, you know, like an ostrich does. You know, you have to, you know, be observant, you know, see what's going on all around you, and to allow the universe, you know, to bring, you know, whatever your desires are, whatever you might be missing in your life. See, we don't have no control, you know, of the things that happen, But what we do have control is how do we feel about ourselves? What can we change? You know, how can we, you know, better ourselves? You know, how can we be more positive? Don't worry about these other people. You know, God has a plan for them. And if they continue to keep leaning more towards, you know, the dark side, then, you know, that's the direction that they're headed.
And they will.
And they will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's their contract.
Do you think I'm going to be here much longer, these people?
The main thing is, do you see yourself being there that much longer?
I don't know. It's wearing me down.
Main thing is, you know, remember that you've always been in your past, been able to, you know, get things accomplished.
You just have to remember
that again.
I've always been very independent. This is not who I am, where I am right now.
No. Just do me a favor.
Just do me a favor. Don't go breaking the...
Don't go breaking what?
I said don't go break another arm.
No. Oh, no. I'm very careful.
That's supposed to be a joke.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I can't afford to break another arm.
No.
I'll wind up being disabled.
Yeah, the main thing is, you know, get your strength back and start moving forward.
Got it with the rest
of
us.
Your special soul.
Yeah.
God loves you. Remember that. You're not alone.
Okay.
No.
Okay, thank you.
We need to go ahead. We do have other callers, so we need to move on to the next caller now.
Let's go to the next caller from the 505 area. You're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good, how you doing? And what's your name and where you're from?
Name's Malik. I'm originally from Illinois, but I lived in New Mexico for 14 years and now residing in Fort Stewart, Georgia.
And how can we help you tonight?
Oh, my question is mainly surrounding my my marriage, my wife, and we've been through, well, we just recently got married on May the 10th, and we're just, like, recently going through a few bumps in the road, like, with, like, arguing back and forth and all that. Like, I just want to, like, I don't know, like, sometimes I feel like that some of the things I'm saying is just not getting through to her or vice versa, she tells me. But, like, I just want to know how to resolve this and, like, what do you see as a general... And overall, you know, the big picture.
So, basically what you're telling is, are you newlyweds?
Yeah.
Okay. And what sign are you and what sign is she?
I'm a Capricorn and she's a Libra.
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
She's a Libra and you're a Capricorn. So... you're grounding and she's balanced. So you help her to ground herself and she helps to balance you. So that way you can balance yourself with all the elements that is around you that you can't control without her. And you're trying to help her to become more grounded because she don't know how to be grounded, so, and she's in return, she's helping you to become balanced, and both each other balanced. But any time when you say something to her that upsets her, she's going to punish you. And it won't be a very good punishment. It won't be, if you get on her bad side, she will punish you. And by punishing you, she won't call you, she won't talk to you, she'll make you feel like shit. And that's how you're feeling right now. You just feel like shit. Whatever you tell her, it doesn't go one ear out the other. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but like I said, those little bumps on the road that we've been having, you know, I asked her and I told you, you know, I asked her for forgiveness and she just has a hard time letting shit go. And like, you know, I try to make things good for her. Like I just took her out for dinner. You know, I pay for groceries in the house. And every time she's always talking about what she sacrificed for. I mean, she, in other words, like she quit her job in New Mexico to move here with me. I'm in the Army. So she came 1,600 miles here. And she keeps on, well, not consistently, but she says, oh, well, I'm not happy with this, blah, 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 blah. We should see counseling, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know, the simple thing, these are really simple. We're just fighting over stupid shit. And I'm like, the simplest thing could be easily resolved if you just listen to what I'm trying to say and reciprocate that and acknowledge these things. Like, it just gets to the point where sometimes I don't feel like I'm hurt. I don't feel like that I'm honored, and I'm truly appreciate the way I feel I should be, you know. And I appreciate everything she does. I thank her every time. I don't have to force myself because I love this woman, and I appreciate the things she's done. And she's made a sacrifice, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just want, you know, her to understand how I feel. And, I mean, vice versa, it's a mutual thing. It's not one-sided, okay? And, yeah, I mean, basically that's...
Oh. You feel like you have good intentions, but she's not grasping the concept.
She isn't. She really isn't grasping the concept because she's never been married before. She's actually older than me. She's older than me. Sometimes I feel like she doesn't act her age as much as she should. But she's 30, and I'm 21. And so there's an age difference. Every time, you know, we have an argument, you know, I try to resolve it as much as I can. And sometimes, you know, we just throw things at each other that just makes the situation worse. And I don't like to open up and be an angry, mean person because I'm not like that. I like to sit down and try. I'm a negotiating type of person. I like to seek the path of least resistance.
You know what I'm getting, Roy, is that she's not very aware. She doesn't have awareness. She hasn't attuned to it yet. She's not aware of her surroundings, and that can get her in trouble.
She's not. I mean, she's, like I said, like surroundings as in, like, what do you mean? Like, the way she's living now, or are you talking about surroundings?
Well, the living situation, the choices that she's made, she's not spiritually aware. She's shifting, but she's not spiritually aware because we're all shifting. But she's not quite there yet. And it took me and Roy a long time to get where we're at. It can't just happen overnight.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, she feels like she thinks she's always right. And she's always pointing out, like, sometimes, okay, not all the time, but, you know, when we get into
it. Well, Libras think they're always right. They're like Leos. If she has a rising sign of a Leo, she's always going to think she's right.
Or even the rising
sign of a Virgo.
Yeah, and when I when I tell her, you know what, this is how I feel about it, she thinks I'm all, she acts like I'm always wrong, and I know I'm right. I mean, the good thing is, she's a terrible liar.
Yeah, that would be a Leo then, because Leos are liars. They're storytellers.
No, she's a terrible liar.
Well, that's what usually Leos are. They're storytellers. Like, they'll tell you a story and they'll make you believe it's right, but it's wrong. It doesn't matter whether they're terrible or bad. It's just they don't believe in telling you the truth, and that's the bottom line.
I mean, she tells me the truth about, you know, basic things, but it just makes me think that she tries to make me think I'm wrong when I know I'm right. I'm not saying I'm right all the time and say I was perfect, but, you know.
Yeah, that's part of being a Libra, too. Like, they'll try to make you feel like shit. Because she knows that you're in the right, okay? But she don't want to accept the fact that you are in the right and that your intentions are good.
I just want to figure out what the hell to do. Because, you know, I do love this woman. She is a good person. Now, she's done some good intentions. I mean, she does things around the house. The thing is, like, I don't feel like, I just want her to feel proud and happy about this. And I just want to, I want the simple things to be fulfilled, like her love, like, you know, instead of me always coming to her, her coming to me, showing me that affection, that attention that I need, or that anybody should receive.
Well, if she's toxic for you, you need to realize that that she's not healthy for you. And I keep telling people, don't be with people who are not healthy for you, because, like, if they keep ignoring you or they're not communicating with you, then that means that they don't give a shit about you. And the people who do care about you are the ones who will always stick by your side. Like your family. They're the ones that care about you. And sometimes family don't even care about you. So it just depends on the person.
I mean, she family, shows, I mean, she does care. I mean, as I said, like right now she has no job. She had a full-time job before she came here. She made a big step by doing what she did. So that to me does kind of, I guess, tell me that she does care. But I don't know.
Well, like I say, it could just be a Libra thing. It's not really so much that she don't care about you. It's just more about her getting her justice.
Yeah.
I mean,
basically.
I have friends like that. Like Libras. Like, if you get on their bad side, then they're going to make you feel like shit. And they know how to make you feel like shit.
Yep. That's for sure.
And she knows your weakness.
Yeah. Especially when they think they're always right and they don't receive it. They don't,
yeah,
like, I'm not saying that I'm always right. I am not going to sit here and say that I'm always right, because I know that sometimes, you know, I make my share of blunders, but everybody does. I just don't like somebody that just thinks that they're experts on everything. You know, it just doesn't sit well with me. And awareness is something that is a guy. It's honestly, like, when it comes to marriage, you know, awareness of each other's needs and desires is something that should be equally acknowledged, equally just equally fulfilled. And sometimes I just feel lacking in some areas.
Who are you
doing? I'm not saying.
Then go in the room. Go back outside. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Okay.
Well, it sounds like she needs to mature more. Because that's kind of petty, you know what I mean?
It is what it is.
If it makes you feel better, who is that?
I know it is what it is. That, like I said, that's petty.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Even if it is petty, it still is what it is. So there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
Well, what do you see?
Huh?
Well, what do you honestly see?
What do you say?
Well, I just wanted to know, like, what do you see? Like,
I think she's being selfish. I think she's a sweet person and she means well, but she's selfish. I think she's being petty, you know?
Yeah. I mean, she's not like a self, I mean, she's, I can't say she's a completely selfish person because, I mean, she has shown that she's not, but at times it feels that she is at times. At times, she can be.
Well, she's not generally a selfish person. She just...
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. She's not generally a selfish person.
Yeah. It's like something about her is still kind of selfish. Like, she's into herself, how she feels, and that's how she expresses it, by her emotion.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's a selfish person, okay? I'm just saying that sometimes she can become selfish.
Yeah.
Because if she's pulling that petty shit, that's being selfish.
Yeah.
And you don't need to take that shit from nobody.
Well, what should I do?
Well, you need to tell her. You need to tell her, say, hey, I'm not being petty. And I don't expect you to be petty. There's nothing I did wrong to you. There's nothing you did wrong to her. You don't deserve it.
Yeah, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it because I haven't done anything wrong.
You're a sweet person, okay? You mean well, and you don't deserve it. If anything, you've helped her.
Mm-hmm. I did.
I wish she could see that, but she's not seeing that picture, you know?
Yep, she doesn't see it.
Nope. Like I said, you're not a selfish person. She's not a selfish person. She means well, but like I said, she's...
Yeah.
But she does have that mentality, okay? Now, let's put it this way. If you were in her shoes and she was in yours, would she like would she like it done to her?
I would guess she wouldn't like it. She wouldn't.
She wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
I know my shit, dude. I know she wouldn't like it. You know? She wouldn't like that.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you for letting me off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for expressing, you know, how you feel, because not too many people can man up and tell people how they feel.
All right.
So But like I said, you don't deserve it.
I know.
Well, don't put up with that. You tell
I'm not
them,
going to.
Say, hey, if we're going to do this, then don't be, yeah, I'm not saying to change her, okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to set what is, but what I am telling you is stand up for yourself.
You're
set
not
some ground shit. Rules.
Why are you being... All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What?
Let's go to the next caller from the 678 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you tonight?
Hey, I was just wondering, like, me and my boyfriend, we've been together 3 years. I was just wondering, do you see anything new and exciting going on or soon?
Was there anything new and exciting that you and your boyfriend have been doing?
Yeah, like anything new or exciting that's going to be coming in soon or whenever.
Can you elaborate on that a little?
Well, you know, it's just we kind of, well, we were broken up and then we got back together, you know, it was happy and exciting, but, you know, we have had our issues, so I was just kind of wondering, will we have a break with things, you know, turn into a great direction?
You said you broke up and you went different directions? Is that what you said?
I said we had broken up for a bit, but then we recently got back together and everything was good, but we've had some issues, and I'm just wondering, you know, if we'll get past those issues and just basically have a fulfilling, you know, life together.
Okay, so what is important about you getting back together?
What's important to me is, like, you know, having someone love me and I love them and being able to grow and have, you know, the family and everything we want.
And is that what he wants?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. So, in that being, how do you accomplish that objective? How would you accomplish that objective?
It's kind of hard to say. I just feel like, you know, even though we talk about things, I feel like in the same sense, you know, we have, we're not on the same page. And I know another thing that's been, is basically, you know, in between times with us being broken up, he does have a child on the way, so that makes things a bit harder, you know, to try to get to that point. Yeah.
Well, you got to look at what's working and what's not working. And the things that have worked for you is not working now.
Right.
Things of the past.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you fix that? How do you go about fixing that problem?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to do, because it's like sometimes I think I begin to feel discouraged, and I know he probably suffered from the same thing at, you know, different points of time. So it's kind of hard. I just try to, you know, have faith and kind of focus on myself while also, you know, loving him and trying to help him as well.
Mm-hmm.
But,
does he have any feelings for you?
Mm-hmm. He does. Because I know
have you ever talked about how you feel?
Really not deeply. I know he tells me he loved me. Sometimes he does, but I know when I had a broken note with him, that was a really hard point for him. And I remember when we first had gotten back together, you know, we kind of cried together and tried to get past the past issues.
Do you feel like whatever you're doing is not working?
I feel like it kind of depends. It just feels like, I just feel like this whole thing with the child and, you know, him trying to help and be there for the mother of the child, it kind of dampens our relationships in a sense. And I know he asked me, you know, just, you know, trust me. You know, I didn't always have a father in my life growing up. I want my child to have a father. But I just feel like the mother of his child, you know, she's a bit younger, so I feel like, you know, sometimes she's a little conniving and vindictive, and then I feel like she tries to use the child to try to, you know how women can be, trying to use a child to get to the man. And I feel like, obviously, if you wanted to be, yeah.
Well, if there's more, if the percentage is higher, what is working for you, then it's good. If the percentage is lower than higher than what is working for you, then it's not good.
Yeah.
So a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to ask you, what is working for you? How would you scale it?
I feel like, you know, what is working, I would give it about an 8.
An 8? Okay. And mm-hmm. What is not working for you? How would you scale it?
It's about a 5.
Okay. So the things that are working for you is an 8. And the things that are not working for you is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that are working for you is higher than the 5. So it means it can work. You just got to find out how it can work.
Yeah.
And how you would fix the problem. Because obviously you're not fixing the problem.
True.
You keep bonking your head up against the wall.
I think that's just what it is. It's like I'll be trying to figure out what's the best course of action and what to really do. And, you know, I just feel like I can only really control what's happening on my end, you know.
You can only control yourself. You can't control the situation.
Yeah.
You have to go with the flow. Now the next question is what is blocking your flow? What is blocking your emotion?
I don't know if it's that. I just feel like...
What is creating the dam between you and him? What is creating this barrier?
I feel like it could be some dishonesty. And I just feel like it could be some dishonesty, and I just cannot trust this girl, you know. I just don't trust it. Because I know, like, you know, he's told me, you know, she's threatened to, like, leave, you know, whatever. Because she doesn't like at all that he's with me, but from, you know, what he says and everyone else, that even though, you know, they have a child together, they were never together. So I think, like, she just wants to be with him. She wants to be with him, like, really bad. And I feel like on a level that kind of makes things hard because he's caught in the middle.
But it's not just her, but you want to be with him really bad, too.
Yeah.
It's not just her.
Oh, yeah. I do.
And he really don't like her because she's demanding.
Yeah. I
should tell him
what
to do the rest of his life, you know. She wants to control
yeah.
him. She wants to change him.
Yeah.
That's not what you want. You don't want to change him. You want him to be who he is.
Yeah.
And all you ask in return is unconditional love.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm not correct.
No, that's true. I do, and I just want the best for him. And I know he didn't come from, like, the best background, but, you know, he's a person. He wants to do better, but, you know, he's fighting himself with all these blockages, and I try to help him be a little open-minded, but, hey, I don't know.
And that's why you're there in his life, is to teach him those things. Teach him those things. If he accepts it, he accepts it. If he don't, he don't.
Right. True.
That's where it comes into free will, with higher vibration and lower vibration.
Yeah.
So let him pick his fate. You pick yours.
True.
And you live your life to the fullest.
I try.
Let him pick his fate.
And it just seems like sometimes I'm faced with this dilemma. I'm like, should I, you know, I love him and I want to be with him. But then at the same time, I'm like, is this too much for me to handle? Or should I just walk away?
Well, yeah, anything like that is too much to handle because you're putting in a lot of energy that's not being received.
Right.
It's all going out. It's not coming in.
True.
So, you know, give out your message. Let them know. Tell them this is what it is. And if he's not willing to accept it, then move on. It's all about free will.
Yeah.
Unconditional love is given by free will. It's like if you really love somebody, then you're going to give them the free will to choose. You're not going to force anything on people.
Mhm.
And that's what a lot of people want to do. They want to force love, and you can't force it. They want to control it, they want to force it, and they want to command it. And that's not the way it works.
That's so true. Very true. Makes me really think.
I mean, I had a guy that was crazy over this girl, and he says, well, if you don't do the spell for me, then I'm going to go to somebody who will. You're wasting my time, you wasted my money, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I said, I won't do a control spell on somebody and force them to love you. I'm sorry. I will not do it. I believe love should be given freely.
Yeah.
I won't do
and
it.
That's true. Sorry. Yeah. And I look back even at the relationships, you know, I've been with. I feel like a person deserves one soulmate or whatever, but I feel like anybody has the power to either, you know, work out any relationship they're in. If not,
yes,
just give it up.
And you don't need to put a spell on somebody to do it.
Yeah. That's very true.
I will not deal with karma. I will not put myself in at risk doing that for somebody else just for money. I won't do it.
I agree. A lot of people try that, though.
I know, but I won't do it. They can go
That's
somebody
good.
Else that'll sell this bowl. because it ain't worth it to me.
Yeah, it's not. Ooh, love these cases. It's terrible. It's a good thing to have,
it's
but
it's fish nesting, you know, that's all it is.
You said it's what?
To me, it's selfish to control somebody.
It is.
That's not unconditional love. That don't come from life.
Yeah. That's why I guess they say sometimes you have to learn to love yourself before you can try to love anyone else.
Yeah, you do. And he's trying to feed off the love of other people off this girl, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You have to give and receive love.
True.
I know it's hard, but the thing is we got to learn to let go if they don't love us.
Yeah.
I have a friend that I wish that he would love my friendship, but he don't accept it.
That's how it is with one of my friends.
I mean, it's sad, you know, because I did everything for him.
But what kills me, like my friend, like she would, you know, be all these other friends that wasn't good for her. She was getting into crazy stuff. But it was like if it's something important she needed to talk about or whatever, she'll call on me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fair, you know, because I believe in balance and justice. I believe in fairness.
Me too.
Because my moon sign is the rising Libra.
Really? I'm a Capricorn.
So you're more grounded than other people.
Yeah. And it makes it very hard because, you know, I'm more, I don't know, I guess we'll say stabilized and some people aren't. So the way I think they just tend to not get, but, you know, they have all these issues.
I know. And you don't have that turmoil in your life.
Yeah. The only issues I tend to have is just the issues that I make matter.
I think you're living a great life, you know.
Thank you.
And nobody else can tell you different.
Yeah, I think so too. No, I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I'm trying to get there.
Yeah. I just think that there's just so much selfishness out there that people don't see the potential of us light workers. How much light and love that we have to give, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's why, even like my job, like it's like it's called Michael's, it's an arts and crafts store. I've had several different positions. I've been with them, I guess this August it'll probably be 6 years. It's just I've been wanting to get away and do something that makes me happy, you know. It's just like I go into work and it's like half the time I'm miserable. And I've tried applying for other things that I would rather work, but they just don't seem to call me.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot of blinded people around you, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
It's almost like you're trying to show them your light, but yet they don't accept it. They don't see it.
Yep. I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, believe me, I know, because I've tried too. I've been there. I might still be young, but I still see it, you know.
Yeah.
And it sucks, ooh, you know.
Yeah, it does. Life is crazy, you know. I guess you have your good days and your bad days, but it seems like the bad seems to outweigh the good.
Yes, it does. It's all part of the shift, you know.
Oh, yeah. And then it's like, I know a lot of people talk about the law of attraction and manifesting things and how you can have everything you want, but that's kind of a hard thing to tap into and be able to really, you know, utilize it to its potential.
Exactly.
Well, I know I've been talking to you for a while. I don't know if you have any other callers. I guess I'll let you go. Hello? Hello?